In the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, there's a painting I like by the French artist Paul Gauguin. Completed in 1897, at a time of crisis for Gauguin, it presents a series of figures who express the riddle of existence. On the far right is a sphinx-like black dog. Near it, there's a group of women gazing at a young child. In the middle, Adam and Eve are reaching for the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. And on the far left sits a woman, head in hand, awaiting her fate. On the top left-hand corner of the painting, Gauguin has slashed three questions. Where do we come from? What are we? Where are we going? In essence, these are the questions I'll be exploring over the next 4 weeks. I've spent my life as a priest, then as a bishop in the Anglican Church, so it'll come as no surprise that I'll be viewing these questions through a predominantly Judeo-Christian lens. But first and foremost, I'm a human being who believes Gauguin's questions come with our very existence. So in this series of essays, I'll be exploring how, throughout our history, some of humanity's best thinkers and most creative writers have struggled with these same issues, and how they've tried to find answers to what have often been quite literally life or death questions. Over the next 4 weeks, we'll chart the journey of doubt, from early challenges to religious thinking from more than 3,000 years ago, right up to the 21st century. But we won't travel in a straight line. Our minds don't work like that. So this week, we'll be looking at some recurring themes before we take a closer look at some of the writers and poets who have wrestled with the questions posed by our existence. Is religion a good or a bad thing? Is there a God? And if there isn't, what then is the purpose of it all? During the second term of President Reagan's administration, William Bennett, Reagan's Secretary of State for Education, publicly complained that the people who really ruled the United States were not the current occupants of the White House, but liberals and their cronies who consistently displayed a disdain for the Judeo-Christian values that had made America great. The political commentator Rick Hertzberg, the son of an unbelieving Jewish father and a Quaker mother, fired off this reply.
As a Judeo-Christian who has an aversion to religion, and who's an American as good as or better than any moose-haired, Bible-touting, apartheid-promoting evangelist, I must protest. Where was it written that if you don't like religion, you're somehow disqualified from being a legitimate American? What was Mark Twain? A Russian? Why is it suddenly un-American to doubt that the prime mover of this unimaginably vast universe of quintillions of solar systems would be likely to be obsessed with questions involving the behavior of a few thousand bipeds inhabiting a small part of a speck of dust orbiting a third-rate star in an obscure spiral arm of one of a million galaxies?
I want to offer two words in response to that outburst, and my first word is amen. Amen, because like Rick Hertzberg, I strongly object to the way some religious leaders rate their sacred texts above all other texts on earth as carriers of knowledge and wisdom. I don't think religion is the root of all evil, but it has certainly provoked and justified evil in the past and continues to do so today, usually because of the way it interprets those same ancient texts. This is not to deny that much good, maybe more good than evil, has also come from those texts, but it is to acknowledge that the picture is mixed, compromised, and uncertain, like everything else that's human. So I say amen to Rick Hertzberg's protest at religious arrogance. But nevertheless is my second word of response, because it's by means of these few thousand bipeds called Homo sapiens that this universe is thinking about itself and has become aware of its own existence. Or there may be self-conscious rational creatures in other corners of the universe, but we are the only ones we know about, and it seems to have taken it at least 14 billion years to get round to it.